Blog Talk Radio.
And now, oops. Oh, gosh. Still got preparing me as your intro.
That's fine. Cut it.
And now it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and to bring to the attention of others Evangelist Patricia Benneman.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. And being that this is the season to be jolly, today is December the 23rd. 2012. It is a pleasure to be in your ear once more and again. And I would just like to sing just a little tune for you today, being that this is the Christmas season. And it's not going to go according to the way that you're familiar with it, but I just want to do this little part. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Amen. Oh, come, let us adore him. And I am speaking about the him as Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, Christ, the Savior was born, and we thank God for him sending us his Son, because his Son came that we might have life and have life more abundantly. I know there's things that taking place in the world that doesn't seem so great at this time. We know that all of the little children that was affected, that lost their lives on last week, and it's painful, it hurts, but because Christ the Savior was born and he can take away our pain and our sorrow, it doesn't seem like it when our hearts are heavy. We are all going through things. I too have lost a loved one in this same month. My nephew's life was taken through a gun and bullet. And we are all in this together. No, I don't know the little children, but I know the pain. I know the hurt and I know the suffering. But because we can adore him, Christ the Lord, I want to take you into Matthew's gospel right now. And the first chapter of the book of Matthew, which you will find it, is the very first book in the New Testament. And that Matthew, the first chapter, starting at the 21st verse. And it says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Verse 22, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is Christ with us. We do know that this event did take place. It was spoken of by the prophet that this child was coming and that this child was being sent by God through a virgin, and the child would be a holy child, and he would save his people from their sins. And we thank God that there is hope because of this child being born. I want to turn now, if I can, and focus on what Isaiah had to say about it. We're going to go to Isaiah. I'm going back now to going in the book of Isaiah, and that's in the Old Testament. And if you can't keep up, it's okay. Just get your little paper and pen and just jot the scriptures down, and in your time of quietness, just glance over it yourself. I'm a little nervous here tonight. I guess I'm a little sad in my heart, but it's all good because I have a Savior, Christ the Lord. Isaiah's Gospel, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse reads, "Therefore, the Lord shall give you a son. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." Let me read that again. "Therefore, the Lord shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name." This is not heard of, a woman conceiving without a man, but the Bible is letting us know that God can do any and all things. He can give a virgin a child without ever having known a man. This is the kind of God that can take away our pain and our sufferings and our sorrows when our load is a little too much for us to bear. If he can do that, then he can do anything that he needs and wants to do for his children. We're going to look down here now. I just want to give you a little information on the Christ child. Some really don't think it happened, but Matthew talks about it, and Isaiah talks about it. And now let's go to Luke's Gospel. This is not a preached sermon today. It's Christmas, and I was talking with Dr. Scott, and I told him that I don't think I'll be preaching today. I just want to tell the story of Christ's birth. Christ our Savior was born. So we're going to go to Luke's Gospel. And Luke's Gospel, we're back now in the New Testament. We got Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Those are the four Gospels in the New Testament. So we've left Matthew, went to Isaiah, now we're back at Luke. And I sort of like how Luke reads here. Chapter 2 and verse 7. "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger." Verse 9, I'm skipping over verse 8. Verse 9 says, "And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid." Verse 10, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy." joy. I want to pause right there for a second, because sometimes things frighten us because we don't know what it is or understand what it's about. But I hear the word of the Lord is saying, fear not, because it's good news. Jesus Christ is born. You don't have to fret, and you don't have to be afraid of things to come, things that you don't quite understand, and why this and why that. But the angel of the Lord said, fear not. Don't be afraid. I'm not coming with bad news. I'm coming with good news. I'm coming to let you know that you have help, because Christ, the Savior, is born. Oh, my God. I tell you, I don't want to preach. I just want to tell the story of Christmas. So I'm going to pull myself back in. Let me go back to that 10th verse again so that it's clear. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. As I look at this verse here, I included myself in this. So I went back and I read it, and I said to me, Patricia, fear not. For there is good news in your midst. And because of the good news, I can have great joy. And because I am a people, I said, well, this is talking about me. See, when you're reading the Word of God, many times you have to make it very personal. Where it's saying you and they and them, put me there. Say I, or me, because it includes you. Christ included you. God loved us so much till he included us here when it says that, you know, great joy, which shall be to all people. God sees us as people. No big one, no little one, no short, no tall. He sees us as his creation. And therefore, he loved us enough that he chose to sacrifice his son for us. Somebody say, well, that doesn't make much sense. But it's okay. It's not supposed to make sense. All you're supposed to do is receive what God has given us. Verse 11, I'm still there in that same gospel. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Verse 12, and this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. You see, God is letting us know that what he had spoken, the sign is there. Matthew talked about it. Isaiah talked about it. And it's just like if you were traveling and before they got the GPS to tell you, turn here and turn there. My husband was a truck driver, and how they used to travel is, well, when you get down there a few feet, you will see a store over there, and it'll say Miss B's Country Store. When you get up there by Miss B's Country Store, then you're going to make a right turn. And so they followed that. Well, this is what the Word of God is doing here. It's letting them know that this is your sign that you will be able to tell the difference between the Christ child that Mary has brought into the world, which was conceived by the Holy Ghost, not a man, by the Holy Ghost, the holy child. This is the sign unto you that you shall find this babe. Lying in a manger, wrapped. This is the clothing that the babe, this is the sign, this is what you look for, because there could be 10 other babies in that city of Bethlehem, but this baby will not look like them, clothes-wise. This baby will not be in a crib or a bassinet. This baby will not be in housing as we see it. This baby is not in a hospital. This baby, the one that was conceived by the Holy Ghost, the one of which God has sent to save his people from their sins, this baby will be amongst the sheep, the shepherds, and they were considered dirty people, those who tend the flock. But Jesus came in the midst of that because God set it up that way, so that none of us is too dirty that Jesus can abide in our hearts. Because when he comes in, whatever isn't clean has to go out, because there's no room in that inn for two spirits to lodge in the same place once Jesus comes in. But Mary's baby, Jesus, was wrapped, this is your sign, in swaddling clothes and laying on the hay out there with the animals. Oh, my God, my God. What a privilege it must have been for the shepherds to have had such a guest to abide at their place of work. Oh, my goodness. I deal with some wealthy people, and I was just told on today that there is a Hollywood star in the city of which I am in right now, and I'm not making mention of where I am to protect them, but the gentleman was sharing with me that the Hollywood movie star is in the midst of this city, and she's planning for her Christmas party, and she was telling him when he met her in the store that the guest list that she had, and she began to name people that starred in these movies, and they're going to be at her house for Christmas. But oh, let me tell you this. You don't have to feel left out because the stars are not at your house, because you have something and someone greater than that abides at your house. And his name is Jesus, born in a manger, wrapped in swaddling clothes, the Son of God, conceived by the Holy Ghost and brought into this world by Mary, the Virgin. You can't get no greater than that. You can't get any greater than that, you know, because what Jesus did for us, the Hollywood stars can't do. No greater love than this have no man, that he would lay down his life for his friends. Oh, my God. He came here to die. He knew that that was his purpose. Not many of us, we know we're here, but we don't want to leave. We don't want to die. We don't want to leave the this earth, but Jesus came down to die. And he had to die in order to save his people from their sin. It is through the death of Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ that we are cleansed from our sins. Because sin was brought in and it wasn't our fault. The results of sin causes people to kill people and to do things to people. That's what sin does. God, no. That was never when God created us. That was not his intention to hurt his creation. But sin is what hurts his creation. But Jesus is the remnant. And when you're connected to him, even though your heart gets heavy, he's able to lift us up. And yes, this is Christmas, and I've heard so many stories about, oh, Christmas is supposed to be a happy time, and oh, you hear tell of more people committing suicide, and you hear tell of bad things happening at Christmas, and why do you all think Christmas is so great? I don't see anything that's so good about Christmas. Well, I see the Christ in Christmas. And I've been here for over 50 years, and I never thought about committing suicide because things weren't going my way at Christmas. Because Jesus Christ, the Savior, was born. I said I wasn't going to preach, so let me just collect myself here for a second, because I'm really getting excited. I just wanted to tell a Christmas story about the birth of Jesus Christ. That's all I said I was going to do. But when I start talking about Jesus, something on the inside began to move, and I get excited, and then the words just started to come up in my spirit and come up out of me, and I'm gonna slow it back down. We're going back. We're still in Luke. For unto you is born this day. Now I wasn't back there in the city of David, but that YOU includes me for today. Jesus was born. I was included in the birth of Jesus Christ. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. See how they had to give you the difference here, because there were other children born in that same city, probably the same day. But they had to establish the difference. The Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Verse 12 said, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Such a person as this, such a baby as this, had to be placed in a place like this. Ah, my. Let's move on. Verse 13, I'm excited
that I didn't have anything to do with this Christ child being born, but I'm so glad that he has everything to do with me being born. I like that. Let's read verse 13. And suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts
praising God and saying, verse 14, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. Now, I'm not talking about a store. I know we have stores that we can go and purchase merchandise for little or nothing called Goodwill. That's a good name. But I'm not talking about the Goodwill store. I'm talking about what the angel was telling the people that they had just told, for unto us, unto you, as they were saying, my neck of the woods, unto y'all, born Christ, the Savior. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. I like how that reads. Now let's go back to Matthew. I hear a song in my spirit and worship him, worship Christ the Lord. Let us worship him, worship Christ the Lord. Let us worship him, worship Christ our Lord. Let us worship him, worship Christ the Lord. Let us worship him. Let us bow down before him. Let us love and adore him. Let us worship him, worship Christ the Lord. Worship Christ the Lord. Let's thank him for being born. Let's thank him for loving us enough that he would reach out to us and give us his life. Oh my God. Yes, God. Worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. No matter what's going on, he is worthy of all the praise and all the glory. Let us worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. My. We're going back to Matthew's gospel. Ah, God, I thank you. Thank you, Lord. I would like to just take this moment just to collect myself, because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to thank my host, Dr. Scott, and I'd like to just take this moment to thank Miss B. Lidosha for allowing me to have this time on the radio show.
turning to it now. I should have already been there. And as we say that, second chapter of Matthew. Oh my God, my soul doth magnify the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Are we there yet? Matthew, the second chapter, starting at verse 10. My cup runneth over right now. Some of you will just have to excuse me for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. His love can lift you above the sorrow. Thank you, Lord. His love will cause you to not hate anyone or have hatred in your heart who have brought you pain and misery. His love will do that for us when we allow his love to do this for us. It will do it for us. Oh, sweet Jesus. Matthew, the second chapter, starting at verse 10. Matthew's gospel read like this. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Here it is again. Another sign. I mean, if you would read in these Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and, well, not so much Mark, but Matthew and Luke, they tell this story about the birth of Christ, and the sign shall be unto you. You shall find a babe in a manger, and what the babe attire will be wrapped in, you know, these type of clothing. That's how you will know that this one is the chosen one. This is the one that God sent, not through a man, but by the Holy Ghost. And it was just little things for them to follow, little roadmaps, little things to look for, so that they would know that they were in the right place and that they found the right baby, the right one. And it says here, when they saw the star, they rejoice with exceeding great joy. And verse number 11 says, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. Worship him. Worship Christ the Lord. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts. Now you see, when these wise men went out looking, when they got the word that the Christ child had been born, and no doubt maybe someone asked the question, well, how will we know? There must have been other babies born around this same time, and all babies look alike, so how will we know what will be so different about this one? But it said you will find the baby. He had eyes, he had feet, he had hair, he had everything that a baby has. But they distinguished this baby by where and what he would be laying on and what the baby would have on. Those are the two things. It didn't say that you will find this baby with blue eyes. Didn't say that the baby's eyes would be hazel and that would be a sign unto you. This baby will have sparkling brown eyes. Didn't say that. It didn't say that. It said, this is how you will know. Because no mother wants to lay her child in filth. But this is the way God chose it to be. So
This is your sign. This is how you will know that this is the child, by where the child will be found in a manger, where the shepherds keep their flocks. And Jesus was so comfortable there. Okay, let's go back. I'm almost finished because I have some music, being that this is the Christmas season, and I just want to play some music for you today. I'd like to close out the show with some Christmas carols, and I found a very beautiful carol by the West Angeles Church of God in Christ choir, and the little children are singing, and then Oh Holy Night by Yolanda Adam, and then Brian McKnight singing the First Noel, and Mariah Carey singing Joy to the World, and then closing it out with Luther Vandross singing Have Yourself a Merry Christmas. And yes, you should have yourself a Merry Christmas, because without Christ being born, there would be no Christmas. Let's go back to Matthew, and I'll close with this. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Oh, my goodness. So you mean this is how maybe the gift-giving came about at Christmas time? Because they bought gifts unto the baby Jesus? And you know what they bought? Gold was at the top of the list. They gave good gifts unto this Christ child. I don't know how much. It just says they gave. They opened their treasures, and they gave gifts. And this is what many of us are doing now. We're opening our credit cards so that we can give gifts. We're opening our pocketbooks so that we can give gifts. We're opening up whatever we need to open, checkbook, whatever, to give gifts unto loved ones and friends, because the first gifts came with these wise men. They saw the star, and the star took them to where they could find Jesus. That same star still is in existence. You can find him by following the star. The star of saying, yes, Lord, to your will. Yes, Lord, to your way. Yes, Lord, I obey. That star is shining so bright. It will lead you out of darkness. You don't have to sit in darkness. You don't have to sit in despair. You don't have to sit, as they say, at the bottom of the barrel, because the star, which is coming from God. You know, I spoke to you all back in October, I believe it was, and that in the book of Psalms, where the scripture said that God knows the stars and he calls them by their name. Well, look at that. Then God used the star, not the moon. Because the moon gives beautiful light in its fullness. But God used a star. And that was the sign for those men that when you find the star, it will take you to your new beginning. It will take you to your life more abundant. It will give you joy, unspeakable joy. Ah, joy that's passes all understanding. When you find the star, it will take you to Jesus. Oh, yes, it will. My God. And the star today that you need is to just say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I adore you. I worship you, the Son of the living God. That is the star that you will follow now, that will get you from a place to a purpose. Oh, let us worship him. Let us worship Christ, the living God. Let us worship Christ, the Lord. We thank you, sweet Jesus. Oh, for coming the way that you came, that you was not so high that we couldn't touch you. I'm excited again. I'm closing. I did say I was closing, but one thing you'll find out when you go to church, I counted one Sunday, my minister, he said, let me read this, and I close. And then he said something else, and he said, and I closed, and I counted, and when the service was over, and I went up to him, I said, Pastor, he said, I said, well, was the door stuck? He said, what you talking about? I said, because you had, it took you 15 minutes to close. And he said, girl, get out of here. I knew somebody was counting, but that's just because we're excited and we just keep, stuff just keep coming to us. And you don't want to close, but you know you got to close because you're just enjoying Jesus. And I am going to close. I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a very prosperous and a healthy coming year. I know all of your troubles will not be gone. I know that. But I do know that Christ the Savior is born. And he will save his people from their sins. And not only will he do that, he'll help us to love our enemies. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
And thank you for that inspiring message there, Evangelist Benjamin.